on, come on, come on. So you can call on mommy, amen, and give God the praise that you, oh, y'all know y'all had a good mama, amen. Mama took care of you, amen, amen. We thank God that we're able to serve, amen, and praise and celebrate another Mother's Day, amen, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, amen, amen, and we may be also. I was thinking about that thing this morning, amen. Lord bless me with a good mama, amen, amen. I don't know about you, amen, but I'm grateful, amen. Mama took good care of me, amen, amen, amen. We are here today to give God the glory and give him the praise. Thank him. Amen. Because everybody, amen, can't be blessed to have a good mama. Amen. 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 But if you had a good mama, that's right. If you had a good mama, amen. Amen. She might not be here with you now in person, amen, but in spirit, amen. She's still here, amen. And if she taught you anything, Lord have mercy. One of the things that I like is she taught you how to praise the Lord, amen. If she taught you about Jesus, amen, she did her job, amen. If she taught you, amen, that the Lord is a shepherd and she shall not walk, amen, she did enough, amen. If she taught you, amen, how to love in spite of, then she did a good job, amen. If she sacrificed and did what she could when she could, then she did enough, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Thank God, amen. Sometimes we take those things for granted, amen. But we thank God, amen, that we're able to reflect back on days like these, amen, and to give God the honor, the glory, and the praise that he so richly deserves, amen, amen. I don't know what you come to do, amen, but I've come to praise the Lord, amen, amen. Somebody's been good to me, amen. I don't know about nobody else, amen. But the Lord been good to me. Somebody say, down through the years, amen. The Lord has been good to me. Down through the years, he's made a way out of no way. Down through the years, amen. Somebody said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough. But with this one, amen, on today, I'm going to give him the praise. I'm going to give him the honor. I'm going to give him the glory. Somebody said, he woke me up this morning, amen. I was able to put food on my table. I had a roof over my head. Ah, thank you, Jesus. I was able to be clothed myself. I was in my right mind. I was able to say, Lord, the blood is still running warm in my vein. I thank God today that the seeds didn't break in or the seeds didn't break out, but I was able to get up and have a peace of mind. Hallelujah. You can't put a dollar amount on a peace of mind. Amen. Good God from Zion. Amen. We're going to say our 24th psalm this morning. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift him up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before keep silent before him. Amen. I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay if she would lead us in our invocation prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts, thanking you, O God, for the beauty and the holiness of this day. Thanking you, Father, because truly you have been mighty good unto us. We thank you, Lord, that you haven't dealt with us according to our sins and iniquities, but you have been good unto us. And for that, Father God, we ask, oh God, for your mercy and for your grace this morning. We ask, Father God, that if you see anything that's not pleasing, oh God, that you would remove it from us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And, oh God, as you cleanse us in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that you would give us more and more of you. Father God, I pray that you will bless the services today, oh God, that you will look on Pastor Kason in a special manner, oh God. Father God, that you will bless him, oh God, as he bring your preach word. And Father God, through your preach word, that healing and salvation will come, that someone will come to know you as Lord and Savior. And Father God, I pray that you will meet the need of the entire Heart of God Baptist Church. Oh God, I pray that you would look on First Lady Kason this morning. Father God, we pray that you would be with the First Family. We pray, oh God, that you would just look on each and every member, oh God. Father God, we pray that you will bless the mothers this morning everywhere, oh God. Those that are parental mothers and those, Father God, that didn't have children but still a mother, oh God. Father God, we pray that you would look on grandmothers, oh God. We pray, oh God, Father God, that you would just look on those whose heart might be a little heavy this morning. Oh God, that you will be a comforter and a strength unto them. And Father God, we pray for those children, oh God, that are grieving and would wish and that they had their parents, oh God. But we pray, oh God, that you would just step in, Father God. Father God, be that father, that mother, that sister, and that brother unto them. And then, oh God, we pray this day, Father God, that someone will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Oh God, we pray that we will lift you up, Lord Jesus, that you might do the drawing. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for our sins. And we thank you, Father, for giving us eternal life. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. And, oh, God, as we submit and surrender unto your will today, Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will have your will and your way in your service, oh, God. Father God, that your people will be strengthened through your word and healed, oh, God. Father God, that peace, eternal peace will come, oh God. Father God, we pray for those that are in need of food, job, and clothing, but most of all, Father God, those that need your grace and your mercy and your salvation. We pray, Father God, that you will meet every need today. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your many blessings of this week. We thank you for how you touch and heal. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for just healing my family. Thank you for touching and healing my body. Thank you for going through the halls of the hospitals and nursing homes and rehab centers. We pray this morning for the absent part of the Heart of God, oh Father God. We pray that you look on Dick and Bryce and every sick member. We pray for the members that are away visiting their families, oh God. We pray, Father God, for the ones that are there in the congregation. Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that through it all, Father, that you will be glorified today. Through it all, Father God, that you, hallelujah, Jesus, we'll get the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Father, because you have brought us a mighty long ways. And Father God, we that are mothers, oh God, we are eternal grateful, oh God. We thank you for how you blessed us, oh God, raising the children and taking care of our spouses, oh God, and taking care of our homes and our families, oh God. We don't take these things for granted, Lord Jesus. Because without you and the power of your Holy Spirit, we would not be where we are today. So we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you grace. And then we thank you, Father, for our parents, our folks, brothers, and they paved the way for us, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We're grateful for them this morning, Father. We thank you, Jesus, that they took a little bit of time, Lord Jesus, not only to tell us about you, oh God, but see that we have some food on the table and some clothing on our back. Time to give us some education, and a little bit of time, oh God, to tell us about your love, about your goodness and your mercy. Oh God, we thank you this morning, Father. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise for everything that you've done, because you've been mighty good unto us. And Father God, we just love you again, because you first loved us, oh God, when we were lost in sin and iniquity, didn't know which way to turn and where to go. But oh God, it was your love that lifted us, Father. And we thank you for your redeeming love this morning. Hallelujah to your name.
Hallelujah.
We bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Reverend Lindsay. Amen for that fervent prayer. Amen. Just a little talk with Jesus. I said just a little talk with Jesus. Amen. We'll make it all right. Amen. Sometimes I find, amen, you can't have a long talk. Amen. Sometimes you just need to get a Lord, I need you through. Amen. Or Lord, I help you. Anybody ever had one of them prayers? Amen. Lord, help me. Amen. Sometimes it's just a Lord have mercy when you're driving down the road, amen. And every now and then, amen, it's just one of those five-word prayers, amen. Lord, I need you now, amen. And we know that God will make a way. God will give an answer. God will come see about his child, amen. So we thank God, amen, for prayer this morning, amen. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, I had a praying mama, amen, and a praying grandmama, amen. And thank God, amen, we still got folk, amen, extended member, family member that are praying, amen, for us, amen. So we thank God that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, amen. Here's a song I was thinking about as we were having a conversation with the Lord, amen, about mothers. And that song reminds me of how mothers, amen, always could make a way. Amen. Amen. Some kind of way they had the ability to take a little bit, amen, and turn it into enough. In other words, they knew how to stretch things. They knew how to allow things to last, amen, even when they didn't have a lot. Amen. I remember some of the things in my family when we would have what we call hand-me-downs, amen. And my brother Steve would finish with something, and then my brother Craig would finish with something, and then it would pass on to me or my sister, amen. And we would recycle those things, amen. And but we were thankful, amen, that we could recycle them, amen. And then there was a thing I never understood. That there was a word called darn, Sister Juanita. She taught us how to darn socks. I don't know if anybody know it. That's just an old term, amen. But you took a needle, amen. And when you wore the sock so much that it wore through, you get a hole in your sock. Somebody know what I'm talking about, amen, amen. She showed us how you would take a needle, amen, and you would attach it to the other part where the hole was, and you would sew it up, and you would darn the sock, amen. And you were able to, y'all don't know what I'm talking about, amen. And you were able to wear the sock, amen, as a set again, amen. And there was something about that creativity, amen, that she would use, amen, to be able to get things to last a little bit long, get things to be able so you would appreciate it a little bit more, to take care of. And then she get mad at us and say, can't have nothing, amen. Amen, amen. Try to have this, try to have this, and all you want to do is tear up what you got. Can't have nothing. And then she, in the same breath, amen, be finding a way, amen, to get you something else, amen. And so when I was thinking about this song, it's number 286 in the hymnal, I was thinking, amen, that she understood, and many mothers understand, amen, that the Lord will make a way somehow, amen. Some folks, I learned about this being in the hymnal about 3 years ago. I didn't know it was actually in the hymnal. Amen. The Lord will make a way somehow. Amen. And the verse says, like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea, when the storms of life are raging and their fury falls on me, I wonder what I have done that makes this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, take courage. The Lord will make a way somehow. And that's the theme of the Christian is that it's not always going to be easy. Somebody need to say amen. Amen. It's not always going to be a bed of roses. You're not always going to have what you want, but you can guarantee, somebody ought to give God some praise, amen, that you're always going to have what you need. Come on now. Mama had an understanding, amen, that you may not have everything you want, amen, but you had, thank good God Almighty, everything that you needed, amen. You might not have thought it, amen, but you had everything. If the Lord bless you, see y'all get ready, get excited. If the Lord bless you to be able to see today, I don't know how old you are, amen, but if the Lord bless you to see today, you have been blessed with everything you need. If the Lord allows you to walk or dial in or phone in today, you have been blessed with everything that you need. Lord have mercy. So he would say, amen, the Lord will make a way somehow. So let's sing that to the glory of God, amen. Like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea, when the storms of life are raging and the fury falls on me, I wonder what I have done that made this race so hard to run. Then I say to my soul, take courage, the Lord will make a way somehow. Then the refrain says, the Lord will make a way somehow, when beneath the cross I bow, he will take away each sorrow. Let him have your burden now. And when the load is down so heavy, weight is shown upon my brow. There's a sweet relief in knowing, oh, the Lord will make a way somehow. Let's sing verse 3. Often there's misunderstanding. Out of all the good I do, go to friends for consolation, and I find them complaining too. So many nights I toss in pain, wondering what the day will bring. Come on now. But I say to my soul, don't worry, the Lord will make a way somehow. Come on, sing it. The Lord will make a way somehow, when beneath the cross I bow. He will take away each sorrow. Let him have your burden now. And when the load is down so heavy, the weight is shown upon my brow. Come on, somebody. There's a sweet relief And always the Lord will make a way somehow. Come on, let's sing it again. The Lord will make a way. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow. See what? He will take away his sorrow. Let him have your burden now. And when the load is out so heavy, the weight is shown upon my brow. There's a sweet relief in knowing the Lord will make a way somehow. Come on, let's give God praise. If you know for yourself that the Lord will make a way. Come on, somebody ought to shout hallelujah. If you know that the Lord will make a way. If you ever had the burden heavy and somehow the Lord made a way when you didn't know where the blessing was, amen. The Lord made a way when your body was in some pain and the Lord touched your body and he healed your body. The Lord will make a way somehow when you didn't know how it was going to turn out, when you didn't know how it was going to work out. And God just did it right on time. Oh, the Lord will. Somebody said, I don't know what you've been through, but I know the Lord will make a way somehow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you know him for yourself, come on now. Somebody said, I'm not telling you what I heard or what I read in the book. I'm telling you what I know for myself. Somebody said the check came right on time. Somebody said the car got fixed right on time. Somebody said the roof got fixed right on time. Somebody said the tire got fixed right on time. Somebody said the doctor came in right on time. Somebody said he took care of my children right on time. Somebody said he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. That he'll make a way somehow. Good God from time. Yeah, we're not talking, Lord have mercy, about what we heard, amen. We talking about what I know for myself, amen. That the, if you're here today and you know that the Lord has made a way, you know that he turned the has he ever turned the situation around? Has he ever worked it out? Somebody said he worked it out in my favor. When everybody else gave up, when everybody else turned their back, when everybody else said it couldn't be done, the Lord will make a way. Somehow, amen. Yeah, somehow. Somebody said, I don't know how he's going to do it. But somehow, amen, he's going to work that thing out. Somehow, he's going to turn that situation around. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord, for turning that situation around. Amen. Amen. We're going to get a few testimonies this morning. Amen. We're going to go to our phone lines. We're going to go to our first caller, last four digits, 1741. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, heart of God. Good morning, Pastor Kayson. First Lady Kayson. Good morning. I praise God this morning for his many blessings. Praise God for just being a good God, a merciful God. I praise God this morning for being a healer. I thank God.
Yeah.
He is a way maker. He is a healer. And I give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. I thank him for another Mother's Day. I thank him for having a beautiful mother that just taught me the way and just told me about God and took care of me and took care of the family and the home. And I thank God this morning for allowing me to be a mother, having a son and having a daughter-in-law and grandsons. I praise God. Mm-hmm. I praise God that he healed their body, a corporate.
Yeah.
I praise God.
Yeah.
That he healed my body this week. And
amen.
I just thank God.
Amen.
For his goodness. And I pray that you all will have a wonderful, blessed Mother's Day, all the mothers. out there, and just continue to just give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise, because truly he is worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
Thank you all so much.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise you, Lord. Lord, thank you, good Lord, that you're touching me this morning and put my eyes in the sky and my feet on the floor. We said, thank you, Father, for giving me another day that I have brought me a mighty long way. And I said, thank you, Father, for the pain you have to go through and touch your eyes and keep your eyes and your limbs to keep jumping all the time. We said, thank you, Father, for being so good to us in your blessed holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayson, and good morning to First Lady and the Heart of God Baptist Church. Oh, it's just so wonderful to be here and to be able to say hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. And I thank you, dear Lord, dear Jesus, for allowing me to be here this Mother's Day. My son called me this morning, and he says to me, Mama, do you know this is 62 years for you for Mother's Day. He wasn't talking about my age. He was just saying how many Mother Days I've been here. 62 years. I had never even thought of that. But in any way, I just want to say thank you for all the people who have called me for my Mother's Day. And I just want to say, too, that I love my family and my friends. And my beautiful daughter, my daughter-in-law, and my granddaughter and granddaughter-in-law, just so many of them. And they're all here and blessing me. So I just bless them, and I bless the good Lord for allowing us all to be here. So all of you have a beautiful day, and God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony. Today, I don't know if anybody in our congregation have a testimony on Mother's Day. We going to ask you to speak. Amen. Mike Brown, amen, on Mother's Day. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. This morning, I thank God this morning for all the mothers that are here in the church. I've been a mother for 52 years this morning.
Amen.
And I thank God for everyone who is being a mother. Thank God for my little niece, Zoe. Great niece like this.
Amen.
Bless her heart. Thank God for Candace for bringing her child out just like our parents brought out us out. But the good thing, she's got mama, grandmama, and granddad.
Amen.
And spiritual leaders in her life that will guide her to be what God wants her to be. It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord in the right mind.
Yeah.
And as the song said, the Lord will make a way somehow.
Yes,
he will. I'm a living testimony of what God can do for you when you have the Holy Spirit standing in your face every day.
Yeah.
Leading and guiding you in a righteous way. I thank God for everything this morning. You all have a happy Mother's Day. And don't forget, you're not in charge. God is in charge of your life.
Amen.
Let him do what he says he's going to do. And he will be all right. Thank you. Bless all of you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Church. I would like to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Just blessed to still have my mama.
Amen.
Even though we fuss and fight. But,
good morning.
And I just want to say that that's truly a blessing because some people don't have their mom at their top. This Mother's Day, God just pray for those as well so that they can make it through the day knowing that their mom is looking down on them.
Amen. Amen.
Happy Mother's Day to all. There's still a lot of hope.
Yeah.
I'm not here.
Yeah.
So that's kind of that piece that seems great to me. It was even hard this morning to get up. People come to church, you know, hearing some of the old songs my mom used to love.
Yeah.
It's just
Brother Ross, but I know she's, you know, where she wants to be because she didn't want to be a burden on none of her children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the Lord knows what is best, you know, take her home, no more pain. She just hopes to honor her request and be, you know, stay together,
yeah,
keep in touch, just do what she told me. So, you know, I had a good mom. I would have to say that.
Amen. Amen.
While she was living. No guilt, no shame, because I did. I gave up flower washing.
There you go.
Okay.
There
so,
you go.
Well, I guess it's a little easy for me to say that because, you know, I know I was the door. Okay?
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Did it on my crew. So, no shame, you know. You have some people wish they had done
right.
when my mom was here.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say, you know, I never disrespect my mom, never talk back.
Mm-hmm.
Even though sometimes you might be a bump in there. I have to be a mom. Like I said, she raised her 8 children.
Yeah.
The best she know how.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Thank y'all. Y'all have the best Mother's Day. And those who have mothers, treat them mother like you should.
That's right. That's right. Amen. Amen.
A happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there, and also to some of those fathers who have to stand in the place of these mothers. I pray that everyone have a blessed Mother's Day. Yes, my mother is still alive, and she is well, and she is doing very good. Through all the trials and tribulations, as they say, ups and downs, she is still here. Alive and well, and I thank the Lord for that. And like Trustee Henderson said, to honor your mother and father, that your days upon the earth be long.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what man said. That's what God said.
That's right.
And that's honoring your parents. And when we do that, we know that the Lord is going to reward us according to His word. And I thank the Lord for being here. Having my daughter and my granddaughter here
mm-hmm.
in the church with me for Mother's Day. My son had to work, but you know, that's life. That's life. You train them up, and then they have to go and do what they need to do.
That's right.
So that's the main thing. And so I just want everyone to have a blessed week. I love you. I'm sending out hugs and air kisses, and everyone have a blessed Mother's Day. Until we talk again, come next Sunday. I love you.
Amen. Amen. Thank everyone for your testimony. Today, we are grateful to God, amen, that we're still able to worship, amen, in the building and virtually and all the other areas. God has worked it out. We need to give God some praise for that. Amen. Working out, amen. So we thank God for all of your patience. These last 2 months of getting all the kinks worked out, but I think God has been faithful, and so we have to continue to be faithful while we're trying to figure it out. He's already worked it out, amen. So we're grateful to God for having worked it out. All right. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and we're going to ask that you would just continue to pray. One for another. Pray for the bereaved family, the sick, the shut-in, the homeless families. Pray, amen, for men and women in uniform. Pray for those that are war-torn countries. Pray for President Biden, Vice President Harris, and pray for the House and the Senate and all of our state and local governments. Pray for police officers and school teachers and first responders. Pray for your neighbor, amen. Pray for all of our children, and pray for all the churches all over this world that are open in the name of Jesus today, amen, that God would have his way, amen, and that we would be obedient to him, and that we would give him the honor and the glory and the praise, because truly God is worthy of all the praise, amen. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name, God, that we humbly bow one more time, God, before your throne. God, we become, God, with hearts that are open towards you, and God, we thank you that you have given us this privilege to be able to come to you in prayer. God, you said for us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we might find help and grace in the time of need. So, God, there's many needs that we've mentioned today. God, we mentioned those that are in war-torn country. God, we mentioned mothers and fathers all over this world. And so God, we pray for every church that is opened in the name of Jesus, that is proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that the word would go out with power and conviction. Oh, God, we pray that this word would fall on hearing ears and accepting hearts. And, oh, God, if there's someone that doesn't know you in the free pardoning of their sin, God, we pray that you would prick them at their hearts. And, oh, God, they would come running, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved? God, we thank you today for all the mothers who have truly been mothers and truly have been the ones who have nurtured their children. God, we pray that you will continue to bless mothers all over this world. God, you know the hearts of mothers, and you know what they're going through. So, God, we pray that you will continue to give them what they need, God, that you will continue to give them the strength, the ability, God, to be able to follow your lead, God, and that they would love like a mother can only love. And, oh, God, some of us have mothers that have been promoted to glory. And so, God, as we think about them, God, help us not to mourn like those that have no hope. But, God, we thank you that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. And so, God, we thank you, God, for those mothers who are Christian mothers who had led and guided us in the way we should go. And God, we pray that we will continue to do the things that they are left on record for us to do, that we would love one another, that we treat each other with kindness and respect, God, that we would be an example of, God, of their love toward us. And Father, we pray today, God, that as we celebrate these things that mothers do, God, we pray, God, that you would touch the hearts of the people around this world, God, those that don't know Christ, those that don't know mothers that know you, God. We pray, God, that somebody would demonstrate to them, God, the love of God, the love of a mother, God, that they would see without a shadow of a doubt there's a reality in serving a true and a living God. God, we thank you for those at Heart of God Church who have been mothers and extended mothers. God, we thank you for the extended families. And God, we thank you for the family of Heart of God Church. God, we pray that you will continue to bless us individually and collectively, one by one and name by name. God, we pray that you would let us know that you're there and that you care, God. We pray that you will continue to station angels and people around us, God, that show of your love and your kindness, your grace and your mercy. God, we pray that you would ever can be merciful to us, God, that we would know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you are true to your word, that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. God, we thank you that you have been our provision, that you have been our supply. You have been everything we need, God, and all that we've needed, God, your hand is provided. And as the Lord's song we sang this morning, God, we thank you that somehow, some way, you always made a way, God. Somehow, some way, God, you always showed up and showed out. Somehow, some way, God, you've always been there, God. Somehow, some way, you eased the burden, you eased the pain, you comforted us, you gave us a peace of mind. Somehow, some way, God, you turned those situations around. And so we thank you, God, that all the days of our lives, you have blessed us, you have kept us, you have been faithful. And so, God, we say thank you. Father, continue to bless those that are listening in, those that are here, those that are on their way, those that might listen at a later date, God, that your Holy Spirit will be upon this service. Oh, God, that we would worship you in a manner that's pleasing in your sight. And, God, you said they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. And so, God, we pray that you would continue to allow us to worship you in that manner, God, that we would worship you in spirit, that we would worship you in truth, and that ultimately, God, you would receive honor, glory, and praise to your name. And we ask it all, God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name. And our spiritual soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless God. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the avenue of prayer that he allows us to go before him and that he allows us to be able to talk to him. Amen. Somebody said he walks with me and he talks with me and he lets me know that I am his own. Amen. And we thank God that he's not a far off God. Amen. But the record declares where two or three are gathered in his name, that he is in the midst. Amen. And I don't know about you, but that's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's three right there. Amen. And then if you add you or me, amen, that's another two, or that's another people, amen, to make that presence. So we thank God, amen, for his word and let you know, amen, you don't need a whole lot of folk to praise God. Amen. 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 Somebody said, I can have a praise party, me, the Lord, and me. Amen. We can have a praise party. Amen. Amen. Every now and then, amen, you got to have a party with the Lord by yourself. Amen. You got to get to the Lord. Amen. When don't see everybody, you can't tell everybody everything. Amen. You can't go to everybody with everything, but you can go to the Lord. Amen. And know that he'll give an answer. He's not going to tell all your business. He understands everything that's going on. Amen. And he'll give you an answer and he'll comfort you with his spirit. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost party. Amen. And you'll be smiling and grinning. People are like, well, what's wrong with him? Or what's wrong with her? Ain't nothing wrong. Amen. Because the Lord has made a way. Amen. Somehow. Amen. Amen. We are grateful to God today for his word on Mother's Day. We are in a position, amen, where we can celebrate, amen, mothers. Amen. And then mothers in the word of God today that we just want to look at a little bit, amen. And one of the mothers, amen, we'll find her in the book of Exodus. And the book of Exodus, and look at chapter 2 in the book of Exodus. And that person is Moses' mother. That Moses' mother, the Bible indicates her name was Jochebed. She was one who got into a relationship with the Lord, where she trusted the Lord, amen, to take care of her child. Amen. She trusted the Lord to take care of her child. And then there's another mother, amen. And this mother, amen, was a harlot or a prostitute, amen. And she trusted the Lord to take care of her child. Amen. And then there was the mother of Jesus, Mary. Amen. And she was trusted the Lord to take care of her child. Amen. And so there's a theme, amen, that mothers, amen, that know the Lord, amen. And that's the thing about mothers. Mothers, people say, well, my mother didn't do this, and my mother wasn't this, and my mother wasn't that. Amen. But God puts in the Bible, amen, that even mothers who aren't all this and aren't all that, and there's nobody perfect, amen. We didn't say we had perfect mothers, amen. But they, amen, in the critical times in our lives, amen, trusted the Lord, amen. Whether it was Moses' mother, whether it was the prostitute's mother, whether it was Mary, Jesus' mother, amen. They understood, amen, there was a time, amen, that their love for their child, amen, had to be entrusted to God, amen. And I don't know about you, but I've seen mothers now through the years in my life, amen, in my lifetime, who have trusted their child, who have trusted their children in the situation to the Lord, amen. Where they got to a point, amen, where they said, the Lord will make a way somehow. And that's the title of this sermon, if you are looking for a title, is that the Lord will make a way somehow, amen. And mothers have this distinct thing, amen, that they operate, amen, in a faith, amen, that defies what is present. Slow down again. What happens is they operate in this faith, amen, that defies, amen, what they are seeing, amen. In other words, they walk by faith and not by sight, because mothers are introduced, amen, at the moment of conception, amen, to a situation of how in the world am I going to be able to carry and to bear and to deliver this child, amen, that inside of my body, amen. But what she has to do is trust, amen, that by faith, amen, that she can have that child, that she can feed that child, that she can take care of that child, and that she can deliver that child, amen. amen, in a manner where that child will live, amen. And she has to, from the moment of conception, amen, realize that and be able to, without seeing it, have faith that God has made that body, amen, and has the ability to cause the pregnancy to become a successful pregnancy and delivery, amen. That is the biggest miracle that you ever see, amen, on this earth, amen, is that a woman, amen, can become pregnant, amen, and that a child can grow in a utero, amen, not be able to give it any water, not be able to give it any food, but the food and the air that you breathe, amen, is what the child receives, amen, inside the womb, amen. And it lasts that way for nine full months, amen, inside, amen, without eating it, anything physically, without giving it, amen, any water, amen. Amen. And then the moment that the water breaks, and however through cesarean or through a natural birth, amen, the child comes out, and somewhere along the line, the miracle comes, the child takes a breath. The umbilical cord is cut, and the child breathes and lives on their own. Now, if you could tell me another miracle, amen, other than that, I'd have to see it for myself. But the mother has to, by faith, say, I don't know how, I ain't never been pregnant, so I don't even know the question, amen. How in the world is this going to happen to my body? How in the world am I going to be able to handle this? And what you have to get to a place is by faith to say, the Lord will make a way, what, somehow. And every one of us that is sitting and breathing in here today had a mother, amen. Put your hand down and feel your belly button, amen. Had a mother, amen, that walked by faith enough to say, I know what this involves. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but the Lord will what, make a way, what, somehow. However old you are today, amen, your mother, amen, trusted, amen, God's wisdom to bring you to this point. Lord have mercy. I've seen my wife carry two of them, amen. I don't know how, amen. You see her moving inside, amen, flipping up inside now. She can't sleep because she got a knee or an elbow or a foot, amen, stuck somewhere that she can't move around, amen. Get no sleep, amen, but get up, amen, and do what she need to do anyway. Don't know how when the labor pains hit, amen. You can barely walk, talk, stand, or move, amen. And sometimes the way you're able to make it through the labor and delivery process, amen, and bring a child to get your behind for almost 10 months, amen, and bring them out and love that child, amen, like you ain't never been through no pain. Only God can make a way somehow. In order to deliver a child, carry a child and deliver a child into this world. And so here, we're going to look at Moses' mama. And they were in a situation. And Lord knows mothers have been through situations in their lives. Lord have mercy. If you ever, amen, grew up, amen, and had a mother, you know that there was a situation for every day, Lord have mercy. Some have more situations than others, amen. But every day there was a situation that needed to be taken care of. Have I got a witness? Amen. See, when you're a mother, amen, there's a situation that needs to be taken care of every day. And that number one situation is your child. Y'all not with me today. Lord have mercy. In other words, you go to sleep thinking how you going to prepare, how you going to deliver, how you going to make a way, how you going to protect, how you go to sleep, amen. Did they sleep enough? Did they get enough to eat? Are they warm? Did they clothes? Do I got to take them to the doctor? Do I got to take them to the dinner? Do I got to take them to school? Do I got to do this for them and that for them? Every day is a situation that a mother, amen, has to take care of. Daddy, get up, Lord have mercy. Say good morning, eat something, kiss you, and daddy gone. Mama got to get up, amen, and if mama working, not only did she got to take care, take to the class, take to the school, take to the doctor, amen, and amen, take care of the kids, but then she got to go work too and then come back home, amen, and get paid zero for being a mother. Lord have mercy. I know I'm preaching to the choir now. There ain't no vacation, Lord have mercy. Ain't no 8-hour work day, amen. But if you know a mother like I know a mother, the mother's job is 24, what, 7, 3, what, 65. Always a situation. Shoes. I remember my son used to break glasses. Glasses would get broke almost every 2 months. Amen. Go to school, tell him to take his glasses off. That joker keep the glasses off and break the glasses in gym every 2 months. Always a situation. Tape them up. Take them. Put them in. Get them something. Do something with them. Every situation. So Moses' mother had a situation. And the situation was that Pharaoh said that these Hebrews were multiplying too fast. Pharaoh was getting scared. Sister Juanita, amen. He said, well, we need to do something about this thing because, amen, in a while there are going to be more of them than us. Lord have mercy. And the situation was dire that Pharaoh said, we're going to have to, amen, get rid of these. And the situation was, if you go to chapter 2 of Exodus and verse 1, it says, and there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife, a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And in verse 3 it says, when she could not no longer hide him, she took him for an ark of the bulrushes and daubed it in slime and with pitch and put the child therein and laid it in the flags by the river brink as his sister stood far off to wit that would be done unto him. So in other words, there was a situation that the children of the Hebrew women were going to have to be killed because they were developing and they were multiplying more, amen, people that were the Hebrews, amen, than the Egyptians. And so they were getting scared. They were getting uneasy about these Egyptians not being able to be the majority, amen, and ending up being the minority. And if you go back a little further in that chapter 1, and you look at verse 15 in chapter 1, it says, and the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives. These were the women that delivered the babies. And the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of one was Siphrah and the name of Puah. And he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew woman and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. And this was the orders from Pharaoh. And so in verse 17, it says, but the midwives, Lord have mercy, feared who? God. See, that's the thing about a mother, amen, and women of God, amen. You can say some off-the-wall stuff, amen, and tell them to do some off-the-wall stuff, but if it don't line up with God, it's just going to be off the wall. Somebody needs to say amen. And in other words, you talking a whole bunch of stuff, amen, but I'm going to do what the Lord said because the Lord is the one that's going to make a way, what, somehow. So look how they put this thing on Pharaoh. In verse 17, it says, but the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. In other words, we're going to do what the Lord said, and all this stuff that you're talking, amen, is just talk. In verse 18, and this is how this thing went down with Pharaoh and the midwives. It says, and the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have you done this thing and have saved the men children alive? In other words, look at all these little boys all around here. What's going on? I told you to do one thing, amen, and another thing has happened. What's going on? All these little boys still alive. And then they went there. The midwives went there. Look at somebody say, they went there. They went there and they told Pharaoh, amen, that the Egyptian women were soft, amen, and that the Hebrew women was robust, amen, and they didn't need no help delivering. So before the midwives got there, they already delivered the baby. Told them that the Egyptian women was soft. So in verse 19 it says, and the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. In other words, they were saying the Egyptian women, they soft, amen. They can't handle it, but the Egyptian, the Hebrew women are doing. And then in verse 20 it says, therefore God dealt well with the midwives. Look at somebody and say, the Lord will make a way somehow. In other words, they could have got scared of Pharaoh and killed the children, but they said, "Nah, we ain't gonna kill these men, these little boys, amen. We gonna allow them to come, amen." And Pharaoh say something, the Lord will make a way somehow. And so God dealt with them, amen, well. And then verse 20 says, and the people multiplied and waxed very, very mighty. And verse 21 it says, and it came to pass because of the midwives. Did God that he made them house. In other words, when you trust God that he's going to make a way, whatever you stand in, somebody get ready to run around the room, whatever you stand in the need of, come on now, God's hand will provide. Don't put your trust in man. Now, man is just a bunch of wind and breath and britches, but if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding and acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. And it said that God dwelt well with them because they feared God, and the God that they feared, amen, made them house. So in other words, they was better off before, amen, after than they were before when they were dealing with Pharaoh. Verse 22, Pharaoh got a little sideways. Verse 22, it says, and Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save. So Pharaoh said, I'm going to go around this thing too. Amen. But how many of you know that Pharaoh's arms are too short? What? To box with God. So now what he's telling them, Sister Wadita, he's telling them, well, the midwives didn't kill them. So I want all the mothers to kill the little boy. Amen? See, there was a situation that had to be dealt with. And the only way that you could deal with situations is you have a mother that understands that the only way to deal with these situations is to trust in God. You have someone, amen, that God is going to bless. And see, God blessed your mother, amen, because she trusted him to deal with the situation. And when you have a mother, and when you're a mother that trusts God to deal with the situation, amen, you are going to be blessed. See, they're not just doing this just to be doing it, but they know God. They have a relationship with God. They have a personal relationship with God. They have history with God to see what God has done, that God has made a way time after time after time after time for whatever they needed. And so here is this woman looking at Pharaoh. And sometimes, Lord have mercy, I know the black community, amen. The black mothers have a way of looking, Lord have mercy. And when you're talking something off the wall, they have a way of looking. I can just imagine her looking when Pharaoh came down with his decree. They had a way of looking at him. And say fools. I'm not even gonna say the word, amen. But I can in my own mind see what Jochebed said. God, you understand that God defined the midwives and you came up short. Don't you know that God is gonna define this create this decree and you're gonna come up short? And they just shake their head and look at her and sometimes they smack their lips, they roll their eyes and put their hands on their head and say, here we go with this foolishness. Watch God show up and God show out. So she got a blanket and she got an ark and she put a little boy in and she put him in the water. For their mercy. Let him go down the water. For their mercy. But she was wise enough, amen, to send a daughter down to watch the baby Moses' boat go down the river. Lord have mercy. Some kind of way she knew the Lord, amen, was going to make a way somehow. And see, when you have a mother that walks by faith and not sight, amen, sometimes it don't make sense, amen. Sometimes you can't comprehend what she's trying to do, amen. But she has enough relationship with God and relating it to her daughter, amen. That her daughter took on her mother's name and said, I'm going to watch out for my little brother, amen. Mama's got a plan, that understanding that God's going to work this thing out. So Moses is in the water. His mother's sending her baby down the river, and the sister is watching the baby as it goes down the river, trusting that the Lord will make a way somehow. And so in verse 5, it says, and the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself. Now, isn't this something? Mean old Pharaoh got a daughter, amen. Ain't God good, amen. And God is going to take the mean old Pharaoh's daughter, amen, and work out a blessing for Moses and his mama. Come on now. And so in verse 5, it says, and the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her handmaidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. Lord have mercy. In other words, Jochebed said, I know what time Pharaoh, big bad Pharaoh's daughter's going to go down here. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my baby boy Moses down there about the same time, amen. See, mothers have this intuition, Lord have mercy. They have this instinct, amen. They have this knowledge that everybody don't have it. It's called an umbilical relationship, amen, with their child, that they understand what is going on and what happened. And they have this intuition that they can discern certain things, amen, that if I do this way, Lord have mercy, God is going to work it out, amen. And God's going to take it from there. So all I have to do is by faith say, God, I'm going to trust you. And some kind of way, God will work it out. So in verse 6, it says, and when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had what? Compassion on him. Pharaoh didn't have no compassion. But Pharaoh's daughter had the compassion, amen, on the child, amen. See, there's a thing about God, amen, just when you think it's not going to work out, amen. God will send something or somebody ought to raise their hand. God will send something or somebody, amen, to work out on your behalf and your faith. So as we look at this thing, she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrew children. She didn't break bad like Pharaoh, but she said, then said his sister, Lord have mercy. She would just happen to be in the right place, what? At the right time, with the right message, amen, to speak to Pharaoh's daughter who had influence with Pharaoh. See, this is what mothers do. They think ahead. They think in between. They read between the lines. They'll tell you to go do something, amen, realizing that if you do something, it's going to trigger something else. And when you do something and it triggers something else, that it's going to work out in your favor. So in verse 7, it says, then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to be a nurse of the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for thee? In other words, she can't nurse because she ain't had no baby. Amen. But because her mother sent her daughter alongside the ark with her boy, she was able to relate the message, amen, that there's some Hebrew women, amen, who recently had children who can nurse this child. And so the child's message to Pharaoh's daughter was received. And in verse 8 it says, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. Lord have mercy. Dr. Sykes would say, tell me what he can't do. And I tell you what he can't do. So in other words, the baby that was supposed to be killed, Lord have mercy. The baby that was supposed to be lost in the ark, amen. The baby that was supposed to be without his mama, Lord have mercy. Come on now. I don't even know if the boy missed a meal, Lord have mercy. She probably fed him, Sister Juanita, before she put him in the ark. But as Pharaoh Solomon, little sister ran alongside, and the baby crying, Moses was playing into that thing too. He crying, and little sister said, shall I go get one of the Hebrew women to come and to nurse the babe? And she said, go. And you know she didn't go and get just anybody, but she went, got the money, and got the baby's mother to come nurse, amen, her own child. Now you tell me the Lord can't make a way sometimes. I'm getting ready to let y'all go. So in verse 9 it says, and Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me. In other words, she said, take your own child, amen, and nurse the child for me, because the child's going to live and the child's not going to die. Somebody said, the Lord will make a way somehow. And not only that, I got even better. Lord have mercy. Y'all get me right. No, remember what I told you, Lord have mercy, that mom don't get paid nothing, amen. They work 24/7, amen, and don't get paid for the 8 hours or the 16 hours or the 24 hours, amen. But guess what's going to happen to Moses and mom? Because she was faithful. Look at the word. In verse 9, I'm going to let y'all go. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me. And what? And I will what? Give thee what? Wages. Look at somebody and say, won't he do it? And gave me wages, and the woman took the child and what? Nursed it, and the child grew, and she brought him into Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. And you tell me, Lord have mercy, what he can't do. And I'm going to tell you what he can't do. Somebody said, the Lord will make a way somehow. And if you got a mother, good God Almighty, that has a relationship with the Lord, some kind of way God is going to work it out in your favor. I got a witness today. I'm glad today that Mary, that Moses' mama knew the Lord. And when she put the little boy in the cave, in the ark, and when she put the little boy, come on now, in the water, that she knew that some kind of way that God was going to be able to turn that thing around. Have I got any mothers in the house today that God has shown favor upon you because you trusted in him in some kind of way? He turned it around. Look at God's people in here in slavery and the oppressed. But some kind of way, I said some kind of way, God has favor upon them. God has favor upon his mother. God spared his life. God turned the situation around. And like I said earlier today, if you're here today, it's because God has blessed your mama to be a blessing to you. And you're here today because you had a blessed mama. We need to give God the praise for a blessed mama that trusted in God, that believed in God, that did what God said. And because you were faithful, because you honored your mama, he gave you a long life. If you're here today and you have life, you have a long life. It's because God, you blessed your mama. You blessed her. You did right by her. You did the things that she said for you to do. You have a mama that trusted in God. And God, I say, God made a way out of no way. God turned the situation around. God let you live. God kept back the hands of the enemy. God said, there is a God in heaven, and he has power, power, power to turn the situation around. And mama said, the Lord will make a way somehow. When you know God for yourself, you know that he's not a respectable person. And if he did it for her, Lord have mercy, she'll do it for you. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Might not be an ark in a river, but some kind of way, God will combine and bless that mama to be able to take care of that child. You might not get wages like Jacobed got, but God was going to take care of you and pay you what's right. Amen? And you'll be able to say, well, nobody but God. Nobody but God that turned that situation around. Look at what God did. There's nobody greater. The songwriter said, nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Because the Lord has the only one that can make a way. Lord have mercy, somehow. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on. When you see God work in the area of Moses, in the area of that prostitute, in the area of Jesus, these women were not perfect. But they had a relationship enough with God that they trusted God that he would turn the situation out for their child. Most mothers are like that. Their life might be jacked up, wrecked up. But if they got a little boy, got a little child, amen, they'll do what they need to do. And if they can't do, they'll turn to the Lord to work it out. Amen? And God will honor their faith. And God will bless that little boy. God will bless that little girl. Sometimes they get on your last nerve. But the Lord will make a way. Do I got a witness? Amen. The Lord will make a way somehow. Amen. Amen. We gonna let you go a little bit long. We gonna let you go early. Amen. Amen. We pick back up at another time. Amen. But the Bible is full of history of accounts where people counted people out. God's people out, but God came through for them. Amen? And God will come through for you. You just have to trust him. You have to make a choice. And you have to say, God, I'm going to trust you, even though I can't see. Remember, like I said, I think my wife had two children. Amen? I didn't know how them babies stayed in there that long, and they moving and flopping and groaning and kicking her behind. Lord have mercy. Amen. And the labor pains come, and all of this technology, all of this concern, amen. But God, back in that day, he didn't have all that technology. He had the midwives, amen. And they did what they had to do. And when we understand, amen, that when we do what we have to do, God's going to do his part. He's going to make that thing possible, amen. When that baby comes, he says, Lord have mercy. Amen. He make that sound, or she make that sound. Lord have mercy. How in the world did they stay in there alive with no air and no food? If he can do that, all the rest of this stuff is relative. It takes category, subcategory. If God can do that, if God allows you to be delivered, when you go home today, look at your belly button. That's how your mama took care of you by God. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. And it wasn't just for 1-2 months. That's been a long time. Come on now. Who would serve a God like that? That's miracle stuff. That's miracle stuff. We can trust God for our lives in a utero. for that period of time when we're living now, why can't we trust him for the little stuff we got going on out here in this world today? Amen? The Lord will make a way somehow. There might be someone here today that doesn't know Jesus, free pardoning of their sin. So we extend to you an invitation today that you can come and you can get to know him, the Lord and Savior of your life. You can develop that relationship where you can say the Lord will make me somehow. That relationship, you can reflect back and say, yes, that was God. Yep, God turned that situation around. Somebody said, yeah, it was a little rough, but God made it right. They said they had to cry, had some sleepless nights. Some kind of way, the Lord made a way. Somebody said, I don't look like what I've been through. I've been through some stuff. But God has kept the brother. God has kept the sister. Amen. And he made a way somehow. Amen. You'll have that testimony. You'll pass it on to your chairman, as they would say. Amen. And they, too, would have a relationship with that same God that made a way for you, will make a way for your child. Amen. And we all owe it to the Lord. Is there one today? Is there one? Amen. Amen. We are grateful to God for just allowing us to experience another Mother's Day, to be encouraged, amen, that God looks after mothers, children, and fathers, amen. We should be thankful to him that he continues to make a way somehow. Amen? Amen. All right. We are getting ready to have our offering. Amen. And as always, amen, if you have been blessed by our ministry here at Heart of God Church, you're encouraged to support the ministry. And you can give in various ways. You can text to give by texting number 301-750-8470. 301-750-8470. And typing the word G-I-V-E and your dollar amount. Very simple way. Or you can go online, faithlife.com/hogec-lowercase l/G-I-V-E. That's faithlife.com/hogec-lowercase l/G-I-V-E. Or you can drop us a line in the mail. You still got snail mail, so the price is going up, but you can drop it in the mail at 7100 Chesapeake Road. That's in Landover Hills, Maryland. The zip code is 20784, suite 205. That's 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland. The zip code is 20784, and suite is 205. And if you have other ways you want to come by the church personally, you can make arrangements to come by. Call the number 301-577-7373, and someone will meet you at the time that you need to come by. Amen? All right. Let's ask God to continue to bless us. Amen. That we would be a blessing to, amen, those that he wants us to minister to all over this world. Amen. So we'll come now and to receive our offering. Come, let us worship, give by worship. Come, let us worship, it's time to praise the Lord. Come, let us worship, give by worship. Come, let us worship, it's time to praise the Lord. When the Spirit of the Lord falls on me, I'll dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord falls on me, I'll dance like David danced. I'll dance like David danced. I'll dance like David danced. All things come of thee, O Lord. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own, and of thine own have we given of thee. as we go to another week, let us trust God that truly the Lord will make a way somehow. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what our eyes have heard and our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, and our hearts have felt. We thank you for your word, God, that lets us know that you are true to your word, that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. And God, we thank you that so many times and so many ways you've worked the situation out for us as we simply walk by faith. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 God bless you. May heaven ever smile upon you. Have an awesome and wonderful Mother's Day. We'll see you next week.